Hi. Thank you for staying and attending this third session today on how sleep is related to diet, physical activity, and stress. So it's going to be very interesting in this session to really start to understand how some behavior and stress changes with regard to sleep. I'm Dr. Barbara Loraya, and I'm here at UC Berkeley. I spent the last 5 years at UCSF working with my fabulous colleague, Dr. Alyssa Eppel, at Coast, and my research largely focuses on food access, and I study vulnerable populations, especially with regard to household food insecurity and neighborhoods. So I'm always really interested in all these kind of competing stressors on an individual and a family. We have three fabulous speakers for this session, and I'm going to just introduce the first. We have Susan Redlin speaking, and she's the Peter C. Farrell Professor of Sleep Medicine at the Harvard Medical School, and she directs the programs in sleep and cardiovascular medicine and sleep medicine epidemiology at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And what she's going to do today is really present frame her talk in more of a life course setting, and most of her data that she'll be talking about and research today is focused on children, so it's going to be an interesting departure from the earlier sessions.